Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. I don't know if it's a good day to go play a round of golf at Volcano Golf Club because at last check, the fountaining was 800 feet in the air as, yes, the eruption continues. It goes up, it comes down a little bit, and she comes right back up. At Volcano, though, if you'd like to, there's a great view. There's an 832, a 924, and a 1048. So take it all in, and then, you know, don't look. You keep your eye on the ball. Makalei has an 838, a 918, a 1056, and the Lost Boys are out on the golf course. You know, you'll find them. Poipu, 930, 1110, 1150. You know, the qualifier for the U.S. Junior U.S. Open? Yeah, that's happening at, if they get through, it's happening at Poipu Bay. So that's where the qualifier is happening here in Hawaii. And those who get through will be playing at Trinity Forest. That's a core Crenshaw. Yes, Mr. Crenshaw. It's one of his courses. Kauai Lagoons has a 912, 1108, and a 1210. And let's see now, who else is? Oh, Pearl Country Club has an 836, a 1008, 1148. We've got at Hawaii Kai an 852 and a 928. Turtle Bay a 908 and a 1240. There's an 830 at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 930, 1030. That's nice. Okay, Eva Beach Golf Course has an 856 and a 1008. The Jungle Movie Crew, are they really out? You know, that would be cool, that knowing that there is actually some kind of movie making going on in Hawaii. On Maui, there's on the Gold Course an 11 o'clock. At the Emerald, we've got a 10:50. And the Blue Course has a 9:10. Ron Syrak is with us. Let's see now. What did he just sent something over. Let's see. Brilliant mix of gettable and dreadable holes today at the U.S. Women's Open. We'll be back with Ron right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame, Golf Channel contributor Ron Syrak has worked more than 150 major golf championships and is considered to be the only writer to cover all of the men's and women's major championships in the same year. And he's done it three times. By the way, his first job in golf was filling the pop cooler at Castle Hills Golf Course in Newcastle. He was 12 at the time. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
And the pop was 10 cents a bottle at the time, too. That'll tell you how long ago it was.
Did you get tips?
Yeah. I was told to look for a better job. That was a good tip.
Yeah. By the way, Ron is also author of the Vision 54 trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, including The Game Before the Game, Play Your Best Golf Now, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. And boy, does that hold true right now at Erin Hills. How are things going?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a fun golf course. You know, it's massive, spread out over 625 acres. There's not a tree or water, really, in sight here, but it's humpy and bumpy, and when the wind blows a little bit, we're getting just enough now, it brings these really brilliant green complexes into play, because there's a lot of runoff areas and collection areas, and if you miss your target by just a little bit, you can end up in some bad places. And right now, for this third round, they've set it up with that really fun mix of holes. Number one is like, it's a par five. There've already been a couple of eagles. Eleven birdies there.
Wow.
And then the golf course starts to get hard. there's a stretch that's four, five, really the last six of the last seven holes are among the toughest on the front nine, or among the toughest on the course. And they gave them a drivable par four in the back nine. Number 15 set up at 260 yards today. And the first group that went through, Angel Yin, made an eagle on number 14, the par five, stepped up on the drivable par four 15th hole and made a triple bogey.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
So it's a great they give them a really great mix of holes that are accessible and holes that are difficult.
You know, yesterday Mao Saigo of Japan was in the lead, mm-hmm. followed by a six-way tie for second. Hinako Shibuno, Sarah Schmelzel, Yelimi No, Maha Stark of Sweden, Angel Kim, and Nelly Korda. They were all, and now things have changed significantly with still Mao Saigo in the lead, 9-under. What is it about her game? I mean, she looks, I don't want to say short, you know, but she's not statuesque like Nelly Korda, but she's like consistent. She's got an incredible way of using her feet.
She keeps a golf ball out of trouble, which is really, really huge on this golf course. You got to drive the ball. This is a really, really challenging second shot golf course. And the key to your second shot is to put your first shot in the fairway so you can hit a ball with some spin in there. She's really, really good at that. And she's got a great up and down game around the greens. She won the Chevron Championship, the first major of the year, and she was leaking oil in the final round. She shot 74 coming in, but she birdied the last hole to get into a five-way playoff, and she birdied the first playoff hole to win it. So she's got that toughness. She's got that resolve, and she is the reigning Rookie of the Year on the LPGA.
Wow. From Japan, Ryo Takeda is next, and Jihi Im and Yelimi No. Sorry about that, Yelimi. Maha Stark, Hinako Shibuno, Lynn Grant, Jing Yang and Angel Lim Kim. I'm looking for Nelly, Sarah Schmelzel, and then down to Nelly Korda. What's up with Nelly's game?
Yeah, Nelly did not birdie the first hole, which is like giving a stroke back to the field because it's a par five. It's everybody's birdieing, but like all those names you just mentioned made either birdie or eagle on the first hole. Nelly, this tournament's never been very good to Nelly. She struggled at the U.S. Women's Open. She's missed the cut in three of the last five, including last year in Lancaster, where she made a 12 on a par three. She plays a very aggressive sort of bomb and gouge kind of golf. Hit the ball as far as you can, then go find it, hit it again. That doesn't work really well in a U.S. Open, but she shot 67 yesterday. That's her best round ever in a U.S. Women's Open, so maybe she's got something good in store for us. She's won two majors and an Olympic gold medal. This would be a nice addition to her resume.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Yanni Tsang.
My favorite story of the week, probably.
Yes, tell us.
Well, Yanni, at the age of 23, had won 15 LPGA events, five major championships, and she's now 36 years old, and she hasn't won anything in the last 13 years. In fact, she hadn't made a cut in 7 years, hasn't qualified for the U.S. Open in 9 years, and she came in here. She went to Phoenix and worked with Division 54 people. Switched to putting from right-handed to left-handed, and how hard is that? Just make that switch. Came in here and missed a cut by one stroke, and by one person. She finished at one over par for 36 holes, and the cut was, or she finished at two over par, and the cut was at one over par.
Wow.
And exactly 60 players made the cut. So either one stroke or one less person, and she would have qualified for the weekend. And, you know, I talked to her after the first. She shot 75 the first day, 71 the second. And I asked her after the first day, I said, wow, you were sort of struggling with your speed on your putts. You hit a lot of putts, like she'd have 20-footers and hit them 7 feet past. She said, I haven't putted on greens this fast in 9 years. The only time you putt on greens this fast is a U.S. Open, and she hasn't played a U.S. Open since 2016. So she's a great, great story. She's 36 now, and I hope this means that she's going to try a real comeback.
Me too. You know? Yeah, absolutely, yep. Absolutely.
She was the best player in the world for 2 or 3 years, around 2010, 11, and 12.
I remember. Yep. Way back when. Well, this is the 80th U.S. Women's Open. And Lydia Ko, she said, this would be the one that I'd want to say I won the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills. Why is that?
Well, first off, if she wins a U.S. Open at any point, right now that would give her 4 different majors. And that's a very, very small select group of LPGA players who've won 4 different majors. So that would set her apart. And you look at Lydia too, you talk about something missing on her resume. She's won the 3 other majors, 3 of the other majors. She's won gold, bronze, and silver in the Olympic Games. You know, yeah. Then she was virtually, if you look up LPGA records or any women's golf records, and if the record begins with the word youngest, it ends with the name Lydia Ko.
Wow.
You know, youngest to win a tournament, youngest to win a major, youngest to make it to Rolex number one, you know, youngest, everything. And she's 28 years old. It feels like she's been out here forever.
She has.
She keeps telling us she's going to retire at age 30.
Oh, no.
I have no reason not to believe her. And but she's fun to watch, and she really wants this tournament.
Does she say why she wants to retire at 30?
She just wants there to be more to her life than golf.
Okay, yes.
You know, she got married about a year and a half ago in December of 2022, and I think she might be looking at a family down the road.
Yes.
But she I played with her. First time I played golf with her, it was in a pro-am in the Bahamas. She was 16 years old. And so what's that, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
She was 16 years old, and we play on a Wednesday. On Saturday, the tournament director comes in and hands me an envelope. This is for you. And I open it up. It's a handwritten note from Lydia saying, thank you for playing with me in my first pro-am as an LPGA member. I'm sorry we didn't win today, but you putted really well. I mean, it's just like this thoughtful, heartfelt, personal note from a 16-year-old. And I'm thinking, this is a special kid here.
Right.
And she told me 10 years ago, she said, my plan is to be done at 30. And, you know, when you get onto the world stage when you're 14, by the time you're 30, you've been out there for 16 years. You know, I think that's pretty mature on her part to realize the exhaustion factor.
Yeah, and there is that. And especially with the LPGA schedule the way it is. And so what do you think about the new commissioner of the LPGA?
Well, I haven't met him yet, but from reading his resume, I think he's got the skills that are needed for that job, which is job one to be in the LPGA commissioner is to be a salesperson. You got to be out there, and you got to make those people who write the checks, the sponsors, happy people. Mike Wan was brilliant at that. Ty Votaw was really good. Charlie Meacham. And you got to sell, and he seems to be, he was chief operating officer. He was involved in the early development of Top Golf. So he knows how to sell product. He's most recently chief operating officer at the PGA of America. You know, he's 39 years old. He's energetic. For Molly Marcoux-Simon, the part of the problem was Mike Wan was a really hard act to follow.
But yes.
She did not have the same sales experience in her resume that Craig Kesler has. So I think that there's every reason to be optimistic that he's the right person to be coming in.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, because you got to schmooze him. You know, you've got to
Ty Votaw, when Ty Votaw was LPGA commissioner, Ty Votaw was a dreadful golfer. He was just a dread. But he played every pro-am. He went to every pro-am party. He knew that job one for him is to make the check signers feel loved. Mm. And you also have to communicate to the players well.
Yeah.
And Mike Wan would, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, he'd be on the practice range, and he'd walk down, and he'd talk to every player, every caddy. He had nicknames for everybody. He engaged with them. He communicated his message really, really well. And so those two skills of being a great salesperson and being able to communicate your vision to the players is something I think Craig's going to be good at.
Excellent. Excellent. They need a good leader, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
It's an important time right now because – women's golf is on a front burner, right? Or women's sports is on a front burner right now. The Caitlin Clark effect, you know, corporations are paying attention to women's sports right now, realizing there's money to be made by being involved with women's athletics and with women athletes. And they got to strike while the iron's hot. They got to get out there and they got to get a piece of that pie.
Excellent. We're going to go back to Erin Hills now. Weather. They were practicing in conditions wet and windy, and then, of course, the weather completely shifted to, well, warm and less windy?
Yeah, we had a weather delay yesterday. There was, like, I don't know, about 15 players on the course when a storm came through. There was high winds, rain. There was hail in the area, but fortunately it didn't hit the golf course. But that seems to be all gone. The sun's out today. It's in high 60s, low 70s, just enough wind to make them think out there. But it's been cool and wet early in the week. Tuesday, I guess it was, we had sort of a watch out here. So it looks like, I think, for these next 2 days, they're going to get challenging but comfortable playing conditions.
Excellent. Now, this is what, you know, a lot of folks wouldn't understand. What do they mean when, you know, multiple tee boxes are available for them to choose from when they set things
up?
Well,
number nine, for instance, which is 139-yard par three downhill to one of the most challenging greens I've ever seen. One caddy referred to it as this 139-yard hole as the shortest par five in golf because if you miss the green, you're in trouble. But there's two different tee boxes there, and they're the same length. It's the same clump from both, but it's an entirely different angle. I'd say they're maybe 30 yards apart. You know, one of them is 30 yards left of the other one. So you got the same club in your hand, but you're looking at the hole from an entirely different angle. Today, the 15th hole, they moved the tee box way up there to 260 yards to make it a drivable par four. So the USGA loves to do that. They think part of the championship test is to see how well can you think on the fly, you know, how well can you adjust your mindset to new conditions and figure new things out.
Yeah.
So they like to throw surprises at players.
And it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I was reading something about the 18th hole could play 540 yards with bunkers all over the place.
Yeah. It's a, you know, all the par five. Well, that's it's a par five that if you drive it in the fairway, you can go for the green into the long hitter's bike, but you got to sort of cut the dog leg over the native areas, over this wispy fescue areas. And if you hit an errant shot over there, then a really big number is going to come into play. So it plays like really long if you play it the conservative way. And if you try to gamble and cut it off, you bring a whole lot of risk into the equation.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to be, like, desperate.
Yeah.
Because you want to move your way up, but it could take you right out of the picture if you're not careful. Sounds like an incredible test is what it sounds like. Every year I can think of, Ron, there's the Masters in April, in May the PGA Championship, the U.S. Women's Open, and of course at Erin Hills. For the first time, women competing in a major championship at Erin Hills. It's kind of like a mecca now. What is it about Erin Hills that is so special? That why should we go play there?
The USGA fell in love with it. In fact, the story that I heard, Mike Davis, who was then the guy who did course setup for the U.S. Opens, wanted to have a U.S. Open here before they built the golf course. He just saw the piece of property and said, this is really special. And it is. This is land that was carved out by glaciers, you know, I don't know, billion years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's rolly, humpy, bumpy land that really is perfect for a golf course. And this place was carved through it really, really cleverly. The green designs all have runoff areas, collection areas around the greens, and the USGA fell in love with it. And what they like to do with a course that they're really fond of is they go to them and they say, you want to have a U.S. Open there? Here's what else you got to have. You got to have a women's open. You got to have a junior tournament. You got, got to have the boys junior or the girls junior. And they can, and so there have already been four or five USGA events on this property, and they've got like another half dozen lined up in the future. So when they get a course, Oakmont's another one, and Pebble is becoming one. They're developed their own sort of rota. And what they do with these places they like is say, okay, you can have a U.S. Open, which is the jewel of the USGA, but you've got to have some of our other events too. And so they work with the club, and they do that.
Awesome. So next you'll be at the U.S. Open and then the KPMG Women's PGA and then the Open, then the AIG Women's Open and maybe the Walker Cup and the Ryder Cup.
Don't forget the U.S. Senior Women's Open, my favorite event to go to, which is in San Diego this year at San Diego Country Club, Mickey Wright's old home course. I love that event for two reasons. It's one of the most relaxed, low-key events you're ever going to be at. And all the players in it are the players I started out covering 35 years ago.
you're longtime friends.
Yep. And you know, the nice thing about it is I go there and they're thankful of how much attention I've given to women's golf over the years. And they appreciate it that I've been a longtime advocate of the women's game. And they make sure that I know that they appreciate that, and that's very gratifying for me.
Yeah, I can totally understand. Finally, USGA CEO Mike Wann was at Erin Hills, and he was asked about what Lucas Glover said about the men at the championship level who might be getting around testing the driver they actually use by having two drivers in their bag. What was your thought on all of this non-conforming, conforming?
The big picture thing on this, and it's been going on forever, they test drivers. They're out there. But the technology, a club can be conforming, and its performance standards can change over time. I've seen players go to the range, and they'll take 10 drivers with them to the range, and they'll start hitting them, and they'll look for the hot one. You know, there'll be one in there that performs better than, you know, not all of them are going to perform exactly the same. So they will go to the range, and they'll go through 10 drivers, and they'll find the one that's hot, and they'll use it. That's not illegal, you know. But it might be if that particular driver was caught and tested, it may not pass, but it may be one that's still conforming, but right on the edge. But so players have always looked for the best performing driver. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and non-conforming, conforming, edge, right. All of that stuff.
There's a different thing. There's a different, you know, it can be conforming and right on the edge, and it could be conforming and not near the edge. So one, you know, one will perform better than the other. And players look for the one that works the best.
Totally makes sense to me, as long as it's not illegal.
Yep.
Oh, Ron Cyrak, thank you so much. Great conversation, as always. Award-winning writer, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award. Have a wonderful time.
Aloha, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back, and I think he's in Venice. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, of course. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, it is Aloha Power's Memorial Week Honda EU2200 generator sale. We've got specials in every size. You get $200 off your Honda EU2200 generator. That's $1099, plus a free extended warranty. That's worth another $250. If you need power on your job site, maybe it's out in a field, need to keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark, get your Honda generator today. You want them, and we've got them. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily, and we're open Monday through Saturday. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, Hollywood insider, radio talk show host, author, travel writer. In fact, he's written for newspapers and magazines on golf and travel, and those articles have appeared in publications including the Los Angeles Times, Cigar Aficionado, Travel and Leisure, AAA Michigan Living. We've got Singapore's SC Magazine, Bermuda Royal Gazette, Honolulu Star Bulletin, Automotive News, Traverse Magazine, Lake Magazine, Traverse City Record Eagle, Booth Newspapers, the Detroit News. I mean, it goes on. Detroit Free Press, Heritage Newspaper, Sports Illustrated, Golf Magazine, and more. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Aloha, and buonasera from Venice, Italy. I'm speaking to you right now from very near the Rialto Bridge.
Beautiful. Buonasera. Oh, my goodness. And you're in, what brings you, takes you to the beautiful city, the amazing city of, yes, where are you again? Venice?
Venezia.
Venezia.
Yes. It's been a funny week because I was for the last 4 days at a place called Mackinac Island, which is a little 8 mile round island between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula of Michigan, broadcasting from a important business and news conference.
Mm.
And they have no cars on Mackinac Island. It's only bicycles and horses and on foot.
Wow.
And so I said, well, I'm going to go from a place where there are no cars, that's an island, to a place where there are no cars, that's a bunch of islands, and that is Venice. And, you know, they're not easy places to get to either of them necessarily. You have to kind of want it. So between those two, from the morning I left Mackinac Island, I went on a horse carriage to a boat to a car to an airplane to a bus. To a boat And 24 hours later, there I was. Here I am right now in Venice.
Wow. Travel guru extraordinaire indeed. Why Venice? I mean, you know, it's a beautiful city, but why Venice?
It is, and it's very near Bologna, and which is very near, it's in the region of Emilia-Romagna, where I'm going to be in a couple of days to cover the Motor Valley Fest, which makes it even funnier since I was at a place with no cars, and now a place with no cars, and for the rest of the week, it'll be all cars, baby, at this Motor Valley Festival. And Ferrari and Lamborghini and Maserati
gracious.
And Ducati are all produced in the same sort of area.
Uh-huh.
And those beautiful luxury performance cars and race cars. And so they've created a marketing area they call Motor Valley for people who want to come and visit those factories and see how those cars are made. And they just had the Formula One race there, the Italian Grand Prix, a couple of weeks ago. And so this festival is going on this week to celebrate these cars. And so that's really why I'm here, to cover that festival, which is in the same area where the Parmesan cheese comes from, Parma, and all of the balsamic vinaigrette you've ever had comes from right there, too, in Modena. So you get a trip that's part culinary, part culture, part history, part fashion. And, of course, cars.
Cars.
And excitement.
And there's nothing like getting into one of those very well-made cars. That smell of the leather that they choose.
Well,
it's like a glove.
One of the
you've
things
gotten
they
into
do
the glove.
If you come and visit, is you can go and be driven on a track or drive on a track in one of these Ferrari performance vehicles.
Yes.
And they asked me, do you want to be driven by a professional driver on the track, or do you want to drive the car on the track yourself? So I contacted Paul Eisenstein, an automotive writer, and I said, what do you think? It's the Ferrari on the track, and should I drive it myself or have the driver? He said, you have no business being behind the wheel of a car like that on a track like that. Take the professional driver. So... you know, he said, you're going to buckle in. It's going to be a wild ride, but it'll be an experience like you haven't had. So that's what I'll do.
Yes, absolutely. Somebody who's not going to get you hurt, which probably or could happen if you were driving. And I don't want you to get hurt. You consummate globetrotter.
Full experience. Yeah.
Yeah. A taste for the finer things in life. So where can we read about this experience that you're having?
Oh, goworldtravel.com. Lots of my columns are there, or at traveltattler.org. And my latest book, Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales, is available at Amazon. And then you can check out my social media. I'll also be doing some broadcasting from here in Italy as well, and put all that together. And I forgot to mention that on my stop from between Mackinac Island and here in Italy, there was a stop at the Amsterdam airport, and I have a good pal there who happens to be, guess what, a bartender named Prince Ali.
Prince
and when you fly
Ali?
His name's Ali, but he's known as Prince Ali because he makes people feel good with his extra ice-cold Heineken that he serves.
Yes.
And people always laugh and say, you have airport friends. And I said, sure, I do. And so when I came through, it's tradition unlike any other. I went over and saw Prince Ali. And I write about him in those columns, too. And we met at a time when things weren't so good. About 15 years ago, I was passing through, traveling with a woman who was, let's just say in the morning, she was being a little untenable.
Oh, dear.
So I said, I better take a walk, and I left her in the luxury lounge, and there I saw this beautiful brasserie at 7 in the morning, and there was Ali behind the bar, and he served me up one of those extra cold Heinekens, and that beer hit the back of my throat like, liquid peace. And
Are you suggesting that's the way other people might want to, deal with a morning grumpy person?
It's not a bad idea. No, sir, this is what has worked for me.
Okay.
Maybe it will work for you. And you'll make friends in the commiseration along the way.
There you go, the commiseration. Yes, yeah. Take a walk. Have a ice-cold Prince Ali drink, and then everything's fine. And go back, and it's all
like
good.
Imagine a Mai Tai has served that purpose from time to time, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, on many occasions. So did you fly in like a standard? I don't ever think of you, Michael Patrick Shields, as being standard anything. Did you go in like a, I don't know, one of our commercial airlines to Venice? Or did you have a fancy plane?
Well, the amazing thing about travel is you meet people like Ali.
Yes.
And maybe they become lifetime friends. And then you meet people that you're never going to see again. The young lady and sitting next to me on the flight was very polite. And she's on her way to Nairobi from Nashville, Tennessee. And somehow we end up in the same flight system. And she had 14 people with her, and they were on a mission trip.
Okay.
And I said, wow, I feel a little embarrassed because I'm just going to enjoy myself with luxury cars and cuisine and La Dolce Vita of Italy. And she's going on a mission trip. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that happens when you travel, especially internationally. You never know who you're sitting to and what their story is and what they're up to. And to me, that's definitely part of the excitement. And I'm sure Hawaii, you get on a golf cart with somebody that you don't know. It's the crossroads of the world. People aspire to come there from all over. They want to play those famous golf courses. And if you're in a mixed group like that, who knows who you're going to meet?
That's right. It's wonderful. And everybody's kind of in an international zone when you're in that kind of situation. So all the worries kind of come off, and everybody's much more relaxed. It's a very nice place to stay, and I can totally understand why you enjoy traveling around the world. How do you broadcast from wherever you are?
It's become a lot easier technically, and it helps a lot, you know, to have the flavor and the sound and the, you know, the different voices and the nationalities and accents. And, you know, with this program and you and I, 25 years, we've been talking from places where there were Scottish bagpipes in the background all the way to can't even, you know, lots of times there was local color. And, you know, I wish I had a picture for every time that I called into this program from all the different destinations.
That would be terrific. Yes. What a
standing
shame.
Standing on Rialto Bridge, like right now. Or
take a picture.
But it's been very sweet. Yeah.
Take a picture. Okay. So we want to hear you. So you're heard on 12 Michigan radio stations. Can we tap into hearing you? You know, your syndicated talk shows, but you're my travel guru extraordinaire. So when you're in Venice, I want to hear what you're talking about when you're on the air. Is it possible?
Streaming audio and podcasting exists at mibigshow.com, mibigshow.com, and you can hear old interviews, you can hear live from anywhere when we're on the air in the east on weekday mornings, and you can, in fact, one of the things that was rather funny this week at that Mackinac conference is I was interviewing former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican. And he was across the table from me, and we were talking, and the recent polling came out about the current governor's approval rating, Gretchen Whitmer. Some people say she might be president one day. So I said to Governor Snyder, I just got this across the wire here. The governor's approval rating is 63%. Do you buy that? And as I said that, her face, the current governor, appeared right next to his, and she put her arm around his shoulder. She happened to be walking by. And hear me ask that question. She's a Democrat, and she's wondered what he was going to say. I thought, wow, that's funny timing. Very weird coincidence. But that's what that conference is all about. It's a high-profile business conference. So we just love moments like that of surprise. That's what happened this week. That was about the highlight of the week there.
That's fantastic. Michigan Big Show, MIBigShow.com. You can hear the recorded shows. You can hear the streaming, live streaming. It's kind of like what we do here. We have a live stream going on at radiogolfclub.com. We've got podcast of the shows there, too, so you can listen after at your pleasure or whatever. You can just listen live, so you can hear it. You don't have to listen on the radio, but we're on the radio at 101.1 FM. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse and taking us on a journey. I wish you were in a gondola, and I could hear the water as he moves the gondola down, you know. Isn't that how most people travel in Venice?
La pace sia con tutti voi. Piacere di conoscervi. Ti amo, Danielle.
Aloha, Michael Patrick. Talk to you soon.
Oh, solo mio.
Arrivederci. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Hey, as we're celebrating the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, it's Women's Golf Day today. Links to Freedom is celebrating with their Links to Freedom Women's Golf Day at Fort Belvoir. So just remember, wear your red and white. Have fun on the golf course with your friends or family. Just enjoy. If you're on the Big Island, of course, you're at Volcano, and you're also watching the eruption, 800 feet in the air. What an incredible, it's just amazing to me. Julie Brooks, raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, educated at Hawaii Pacific University, a degree in history at Concordia University, her master's in athletic administration. Julie Brooks is Hawaii's women's golf head coach. Welcome into the clubhouse, Julie.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle.
It's good to have you inside the clubhouse. And this, in your first season, 2022-2023, you were coaching. Tell us about the honors that came out of the coaching.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to have to think about that.
Okay. It was Mayumi Umezu, and didn't she win Big West honors? And
she did. I believe, yes. Hyung-ji Kang was first team, and Mayumi Umezu was second team, yes.
There you go, yes. And it's just fantastic how you've taken this team of women and you're working with them. Tell us what it's like to get into the team room with the girls and start working on their game.
Yeah, well, it's really the most rewarding job, I think, ever, because, you know, I'm able to work with people, you know, women with all different games from all different backgrounds. You know, they've grown up playing golf. They've come to play college golf to get better. They've come to get an education, and they've come for an experience. And that's, you know, that's what I'm really striving to do, you know, as the head coach, is to give them the best experience, but also to share my knowledge of the game and to help them, you know, improve their game, get better, and get to another level.
How did you get into the game?
You know, I was lucky enough to have my dad be the general manager at Wailea quite a few years ago. and so that's where I learned. I learned at the Blue Course at Wailea. It's still one of my favorite courses. You know, such great memories of playing that course and driving the golf cart, of course, was my main focus.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. But that's where I learned.
Yes. Wailea, the Blue Course, there's an 8:50, a 9:10, and a 10:30 available if you'd like to go play.
I'm ready. Let's go.
So you are a teacher and a playing professional in the past. You were a professional at Oahu Country Club, the Tree Country Club, and Elmwood Country Club. What was it like teaching people? Did you do that? Did you teach people with lessons?
Yeah, I was giving lessons all ages, you know, juniors, all ages. You know, again, the teaching aspect is the rewarding part, is, you know, to pay it forward, really. So many people helped me in the past, and giving lessons and helping people get better. And, you know, sometimes it's a big jump for the players to get better. Sometimes it takes a little time. But really, you know, to be out there teaching, helping, sometimes one little tip, you know, goes a long way. And that it's so fun to see somebody get so excited about hitting the ball better and playing better.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine. you know, it's very rewarding seeing someone get it and thrive on it. You played on the Futures Golf Tour for three seasons.
Did
you enjoy being in a professional arena?
I did. You know, we back in the day, we drove to all these tournaments. A lot of times we'd caravan, you know, two, three, four cars down the road. No cell phone. We did it by, you know, the old-fashioned map. and it was fun. It was hard. You know, you'd get to your tournament site, practice rounds, practice. We stayed in host housing, which for some was more interesting than others. I was very lucky. I had just some fantastic people that I stayed with. Still in touch with some of them to this day, actually. And being a touring professional, whether it's a mini tour, you know, LPGA, it's a grind. You know, week in and week out. And again, we drove, so we'd have to hop in the car and go. You know, we went up the East Coast, we went over as far as Illinois, we'd go back to the East Coast, back down to Florida. We were all over the place.
Wow. That, you know, how when you're young, that can work, because all the energy that you're producing amongst each other, you know, that it's just, you keep going, you thrive on it. But after a while, it must really get gnaw on you.
It's, you know, those girls on the LPGA Tour and the Epson Tour, you know, they're grinding. And nowadays, you know, a lot of them have, you know, these teams of managers and swing coaches and chiropractors, and those folks are trying to help them make it easier so that they can just focus on their game. You know, we did all of it. We arranged, you know, okay, well, we got to go here and we got to, you know, pay our entry fee. And so it's really great that they have these teams that can help them. So again, when they get on the golf course, the only thing they need to think about is golf.
Yeah, and it's wonderful how people in a community come together to help young ladies who are in, you know, they're playing in a tournament, they know nothing about. Some of them get to use, you know, a room in the house to, as their base while they're there. And I think it's wonderful how doors are opened for them. And we need to do more of that because it's.
We do. It was, you know, like you're saying, you know, people opening their doors. Some had no clue about golf, but they welcomed us. And, you know, and that's just how, you know, a lot of, you know, the golf community is, and some of the non-golf community, they just want to help. And without that help, it would really be a lot more difficult. But, you know, golf is just, you know, hey, I have a friend and have the friend who wants to house you. That's the way it works. And it's like, oh, great, I'm in.
Fabulous. No overhead today.
Yeah. Save the money.
Yes. It's hard to come by. So you spent, you were in California, a volunteer coach. Then you were an assistant coach back in Hawaii, but then you went to UC Irvine to be the head coach from 06 to 22. What brought you back to Hawaii?
You know, I really wanted to come back, and, you know, my experience as an assistant coach here, you know, was fantastic. Still in touch with quite a few of the women that were on the team then. You know, and I wanted to come back. I wanted to come home. I wanted to coach this team. I wanted to be near family and friends.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. It's, you know, it's so nice to be home. I see people at, you know, Ala Moana that I know from way back in the day. I'm still friends with a lot of the golf community here. When I was a sales rep, I got to meet so many people when I was a sales rep for Callaway. Still have plenty of connections with some of those folks. And it's just, you know, the Hawaii golf community is fantastic. It's a tight community. And, you know, we help each other, it's just the love of Hawaii golf is tremendous.
Yeah, it truly is. It's wonderful because we've all figured out that it's a really good way to spend time with friends and family. During your tenure, your team's produced 35 all-conference honors?
Yes. We had, I had quite a run there, you know, and the players came to Irvine, they were highly academic. It's a highly academic school, but they were also outstanding golfers, and they worked hard, you know, in both spaces, both school and golf. So I was really lucky to be able to coach, you know, that level of, you know, the academic level and then also the golf level.
Fantastic. Julie Brooks is the person I'm talking with. Julie Brooks, raised in Honolulu, educated Hawaii Pacific University, a degree in history, Concordia University, her master's in athletic administration. She's the Hawaii women's golf head coach. And what can we do? What can, you know, people who are listening, is there something we could do to support the women's game?
You know, that's a great question. I already feel a lot of support from the community, to be honest. You know, when I've sent out requests for, you know, either volunteers or, you know, even donations, you know, that's always a that's always one that, you know, is helpful.
Yes.
And the folks in the community have answered those calls, which, you know, I'm so lucky to have, you know, such great support in the community. I mean, those, you know, a lot of the things that I've, you know, when I first came, you know, those questions were answered in terms of financial support and, you know, and having volunteers come and help me at tournaments. You know, it's been tremendous.
Wonderful. So if you'll have to be on the show whenever you have times like that, so, you know, I can help with getting the word out. Hopefully, you probably have the jungle where the drums are beating and it gets out to people really fast.
Oh, right.
Yes, you know,
yeah, every we have, Yeah, we have giving days, and, you know, so those are good times, you know, to come on and let everyone know kind of what, you know, some of the needs are for the program. Again, the, you know, my goal is to create, you know, a really good experience. And one of the things we're doing this fall that I want to mention is that we're doing an international tournament in Japan.
Wow. Fantastic.
I know.
So
I know.
The whole team's going?
No, just I can only take five.
Oh, okay.
The men's team, Scott took his team last year. He raved about it. He said it was, you know, it was so awesome. And I wish I could take the whole team. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's a once every 4 year experience. But again, it's those types of things that I want to be able to do. So when, you know, when the women graduate, you know, they look back and they go, you know, I had this experience at UH, and, you know, we went to Japan, we played on all islands. We had great tournaments on the mainland. I always try to incorporate something fun if I can, depending on the time. And, you know, again, that's really the goal, is to, you know, get them to graduate, help them become better players, better people, and just really, you know, have a lot of fun.
Yes, and every time you take them into a new world, it's so much information that they incorporate into their understanding of the world. It's priceless. Fantastic,
right.
Julie. So are you looking for assistance with getting your five players to Japan?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And how do people get in touch
100%.
With you?
They can email me, juliedb@hawaii.edu.
Julie,
yeah, that's probably the best.
J-U-L-I-E.
D as in dog, B as in boy.
D as in dog, B as in boy. At
Hawaii.edu.
Okay, Hawaii.edu. And I'll put this out too again. All right. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Julie Brooks, our head coach, University of Hawaii Women's Golf Head Coach. Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha. Take care.
We're gonna come back. Craig Foster is with us. Founder of DynaLine, a pre-shot alignment technique that can help you square the club face. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, it is Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 Memorial Week Generator Sale. So you got to get yours. The Honda EU 2200 Generator is $1,099, you know, plus a free two-year warranty worth $250. You want them? We've got them. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, open Monday through Saturday, Ivilei, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Waipahu Depot Street. The Aloha section, PGA, thank you so much for the work that you've done. But we're talking about Aloha Power's Honda EU 2200 Memorial Week Generator Sale. Get your Honda EU 2200 generator. That's $1,099 plus the free two-year warranty worth $250. You want them? We've got them. Get yours at Aloha Power Equipment.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KORLYNI, Honolulu. Craig Foster, founder of Dynaline, a pre-shot alignment technique that can help you square the club face at impact, whether you're putting, chipping, or in full shot mode. Dynaline.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Craig.
Good morning, Danielle. It's just great to speak with you.
Oh, it's good to have you on the show. So, does this have anything? It feels almost like, you know, you're following in Michelangelo's footsteps. We had somebody on from Italy earlier. You know, using the skeleton as something to think about. Tell us more about this putting stroke.
Yes, typically what you see players do, aim their putter first and then step in and build a stance. And when they do that, they're locking in variables in their joint motion. And so power is something we don't need in putting. We need accuracy. And so what Dynaline does, Dynaline is dynamic pre-shot alignment, and it stabilizes motion in 12 of the 13 major joints for a more repetitive and consistent stroke.
Okay.
And the similarity is the front end alignment in your car needs to be lined so you're not making constant adjustments in the steering wheel just to drive straight. We stabilize that motion during the pre-shot routine. So we aim the putter as the final step rather than the first step.
So, everybody puts their putter down and then steps into it. You're saying we should get stepped in and then put the putter down.
We get our grip set and our body stabilized.
Okay.
And then we align. It's similar to an archer. You know, the archer doesn't aim the arrow and then pull back and draw the bow. They take their final alignment once they've drawn the bow and got the delivery system stabilized, then they can aim it. So if you aim your putter first, you really haven't stabilized wrist joints, the critical radial ulnar joints in the forearms, which cause pronation, supination, which affects the face angle. You know, everybody talks about stabilizing the wrists and taking the hands out of the stroke. We're just the opposite. We do stabilize the wrist, but that motion that controls the face angle, opening and closing, that comes from motion in the forearms. Those are the radial radius and ulna bones and the radial ulnar joints. And so we stabilize those during our gripping process. So we have that, the face is not opening or closing. The setup makes a stable arc putting stroke. So we have a stable arc putting stroke with the face remaining virtually square to that arc during the stroke, which is, it's really the opposite. I'm not sure. I think everybody sees what they see on TV. They just kind of accept those are the fundamentals. And we don't use a square stance. We don't use the symmetrical square stance. We have square feet, square hips, square shoulders. Your eyes are over the ball because that sounds good. It sounds logical, symmetrical, but it's not really functional. That's where all the variables come in. And it only takes a slight amount of motion in your forearms, shoulders, torso that can ruin your alignment. So we stabilize from the ground up. We stabilize the entire kinematic chain from the feet all the way up. And the other great benefit of this is the problem that people have of lifting their head and peaking on a putt, it's not a problem for us because we have so much stabilization from the neck down to the ground. You can look up, look around. I've made videos about that. And so it's really a next generational approach to putting.
Wow. Craig, you're a club maker, right? Over 30 years?
I did that for, yes, 35 years. I was a factory warranty repair center for the original Ben Hogan company from when it was in Texas. And that's a part of the reason that I discovered this technique is because I worked on golf clubs every day. I understood face angle on all these various parts of club design. And so that kind of filtered in with my development of this. I had a severe wrist injury that kept me out of golf for 2 years. I was trying to increase my distance like a lot everyone wants to do, and I damaged the lead wrist.
Ouch.
And I went to hand specialist in Seattle, a well-known surgeon, hand surgeon. I learned about the bones and the joints and how things functioned. And so after I got back playing again, that's how this developed. I contracted the yips when I was younger too. Very unusual. When I was in my 30s, I was too embarrassed to play with other people because I had yips. And so golf was just, it just meant so much to me. I played every day that I could. And so that's how I developed this technique, is just the understanding from the hand surgeon and the physical therapist about how things work, and then understanding golf club design. And so that's when I was discovered by Steve Elkington when he was still on the main tour. And he had two number one rankings using my Dyna Line technique. He made 471 consecutive three-foot putts in a year without a miss.
Wow.
Without a miss.
Wow.
And then he was inside 5 feet. He had 595 attempts. He made 585 of those.
That's amazing.
Remarkable.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like 98.3. Yeah, sorry.
98%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then recently we had a win in the North Carolina Senior Open by PGA professional Hank Smith on the East Coast, and he won the North Carolina Senior Open with Dyna Line. His comment was Dyna Line is the best putting technique there is. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So we can find out it's Dyn, D-Y-N, Align, A-L, wait, A-L...
A-L-I-G-N.
Thank you.
A-L-I, and golf. And so if you put in any Google or any search engine, any kind of spelling of Dyna Line and then golf, as long as you have the golf in there, my site will pop up. On my YouTube, I've got over 300 videos on my YouTube site too. So,
right on. So we can go there and we can see it. You know, it's always hard to translate visually from speaking, you know, right? And so I want to give people an opportunity to see in action. So this is, we'd see the movement. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you can, there's on my website, it's dynalinegolf.com website, there's videos of Steve Elkington using this in a professional event. And you can't really tell exactly what he's doing. You see that he's doing a pre-shot routine, but you can't really tell what the details are. It certainly looks like a routine, but you wouldn't understand how to do it necessarily from just watching someone do it. You have to have explanation of what's going on. And it can be very difficult even teaching players in front of me to have people do what you ask them to do. You know, that's the teacher's continual nightmare. You know, you're telling someone how to do something and
yes,
they don't do it.
Yes.
So, yes. But the thing about it is that this is, it takes a bit of study to learn this, but once you learn this, it becomes a feel and second nature. It's like doing anything else that you've done a lot of repetition in. You don't think about the details anymore. And so that's a big benefit of this is that you can remain focused on your putt, the line to your putt. As you're walking up to the ball, you can do the Dynaline pre-shot routine, but you can still remain focused on your putt because you've done this a number of times, and it takes repetition. It's like learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the great advantages of this is that my putting stroke is, we've had it on hack motion, and it's just really, it's very consistent. And so once we line up for a putt, we don't have to try to guide that putt down the start line at a certain speed, because that's two things, and it takes your mind a moment to change focus from line to distance. And everyone's had the experience on a tough breaking putt where they're so focused on the line that they forget the distance, leave it short, or blow it well past. And so we can really focus on that force application in our putting stroke, and we can use our dominant hand because we've stabilized the whole system. Everyone says, well, I'm taking the hands out of the stroke. Well, your hand is your dominant hand. That's your best player. And if you're a coach and you take the best player out of the game, you're not going to be a coach very long. So there's just a lot of advantages to Dynaline.
That's so cool. Well, you know, one of the big questions people always ask, am I aligned correctly? I mean, you know,
Yes. And that goes back to the symmetrical setup, because players will consider fundamental to be square to the target line and have square shoulders and square hips. And if they'll say, well, you're a little bit open, you got to get square. Well, that doesn't really cover the variables. And you think of Jack Nicklaus's putting setup, tilted to the right. This is very similar to the way Dynaline puts you in a dress position that's very similar to Jack Nicklaus. He's head behind the ball. He's tilted to the right. He has an open stance. He can view down the line. And that's very functional. It's funny because people didn't really copy Jack Nicklaus in putting. They copied Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger's got his square setup and everything. And he rotated the putter. You know, he's Tiger Woods, and he can do those things. But we're more similar to Jack Nicklaus, who with that open stance, he could see the line. His head's behind the ball, and we have the motion in these key joints is stabilized. So, and it's synchronized too. When the putting stroke, during our putting stroke, when you take it back, you can feel motion in your legs because we're connected. It's a great advantage.
Great advantage. Craig Foster, founder of Dynaline, pre-shot alignment technique that will help you square the club face at impact, whether you're putting, chipping, or in full shot mode. It's Dynaline Golf, DynalineGolf.com. And as Craig says, put in Dynaline Golf. As long as you've got golf in there, it'll figure out what you're trying to say, and then you'll go right into Craig Foster's website. Thank you so much for being inside. Yeah.
I have a new video ebook, and there's a 20% discount for your listeners if they put in DT, capital DT, 20, 20% discount on the checkout with this new video ebook.
Far out. So, yes, check it out. See if you like it. Go for it. Craig Foster, thank you.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha, Craig. Coming back right after this, and it's Brad with us next. Brad Garrett, CEO and founder of Swing 365 Golf. Tiger Woods has got one. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy. Yeah.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Oh, today's going to be for Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai a partly sunny sort of day with some haze through it. You know, we've got, yes, some serious fountaining going on. Windward and Mauka section, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. The high 83 to 88, depending on where you are, upcountry or, you know, sea level. Easterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy, haze again. We won't see it. You'll just breathe it. And the Big Island, mostly sunny, leeward side, haze through the day. Isolated showers in the afternoon. Windward side, scattered showers. And the high between 82 and 87 with easterlies 15 to 20. So I'm looking outside and I don't see a touch of haze. You know, the blue sky looks absolutely spectacular. But, you know, you never know when the haze is going to get in here. All right, Brad Garrett, CEO and founder, Swing 365 Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how are you today?
I'm good. Is that a music in the background?
It is, and I'm trying to walk away from it. We had opening day at the country club today, and golf is changing everywhere, and I think it's for the good thing, but I will say this is the first time we've ever had a DJ at the club pool.
That's so cool. But, so you're at a party.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess country clubs are throwing parties now on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much for maybe I'm showing my age, all of 53. I used to go to the club to hit balls in the morning and then head over to the pool and meet my family and read a book. But I guess it's a party now.
It's a party. But, for sure.
That's good, though. The kids are having fun, and the parents are having some fun, too. But, yeah. You know, I was thinking last night, the last time we spoke, I think, was 2007.
Oh, my goodness.
I was playing in the Bob Hope Classic, when it used to be called the Bob Hope, when it was a five-day event.
Yes.
And I was playing in that tournament, and I called you from the driving range. So it's good to reconnect.
It's good to hear your voice and to know that you're at the country club. Are you like at the pool? Are the kids in the pool?
They are. They're swimming. They had a little kids clinic this morning.
Oh, great.
So we took the kids over to the clinic and watched a bunch of future LPGA and PGA pros, or just hopefully happy golfers. Hopefully they'll just bring the game to the rest of their life, whether they play it in high school or college or wherever. So
exactly.
It's always good to see young kids hitting balls.
Yes, it is. Now tell us what Swing 365 Golf is.
Mm-hmm. Swing 365 Golf is two private room simulators. So they're golf simulators. We have the exact same simulators that Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and so on have in their house. And we've put them in buildings that is similar to like a hotel where you walk down the hallway and you go into room 301 and you shut the door and you have an $80,000 simulator and it's private for yourself and your friends or family.
Wow.
So you get to enjoy the same technology that the best players in the world have in their house.
Wow, that's nice. But what if I can't afford to put something like that in my house? Is it, you know, yeah.
Exactly. So we've positioned our buildings, you know, 15 minutes from people's houses. So we're in heavy populated areas from Washington, D.C. to our smallest towns that we're in of 20,000 people. And it's just been a lot of fun. We're for golf sickos. I mean, these are people that eat, breathe and sleep golf, and, you know, they can't go to bed at night. And it's 1:30 in the morning and they're thinking about that drive they hit out of bounds on 14 that day. And they go, oh, I'm going to go. We're open 24 hours a day. So they head up to the simulator and get some swings in, and they go to bed hopefully happy.
Now I understand what Swing 365 Golf means. You can swing 365 days a year in this golf simulator situation.
Yes. we're open 24 hours a day. There's no one there. We don't teach lessons. We don't sell golf equipment. We don't sell swag. We just do access and time. So you can't order any chicken wings. So you get in there. We give our members an hour and a half per day. And they can check everything from their spin rates to their smash factor to play nine holes at St. Andrews to just work on their short game. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So in certainly like Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Indiana, Kansas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, D.C., and Washington State, you have Swing 365, right?
Yes, national. Go ahead.
Yeah, so are you expanding to, like, maybe Hawaii?
You know what? We would love to talk to anyone in Hawaii that would be interested. We are a franchise. We have corporate locations, and then we have franchises. So we have owner-operators across the country. We're having about 21 more that we'll introduce by the end of this month. So never in my wildest dreams did I think that we would expand this fast and be this accepted in all the different communities. And it just proves that golf is a game that people can't get enough of, and people want to enjoy it and practice and get better on their time. I mean, one of the two things I know that will never change is, unfortunately, it's always going to take 4.5 hours plus to play a full 18 holes, and people just, you know, can't get out as much as they would like to for their time restrictions. And then golf's getting expensive. So, you know, we're moderately priced, and people are really taking advantage of it. It's almost like a gym membership. You can use it as much as you want or just schedule it a couple times a week.
So you've got private and open bay. So you can go in and, you know, close the door and nobody gets to come in but the people that are in there.
Yes, correct.
And then you have open bays would be like going into wherever, right?
Yeah, no. So we don't have open stalls like you would typically see at a golf entertainment place or a typical green grass driving range where there's just stalls lined up in a row. We don't do that. We specialize in privacy. So, you know, from the beginner golfer to anybody that's trying to learn the game or come back to the game, they feel comfortable and confident. They're in a secured room. They can lock the door. And we have all the amenities that they would need inside their room, just like you'd have in a hotel room. So that's where we differ from some of the concepts that are out there. We really give people the serenity and the privacy of their own hour and a half. You know, I'll admit that every once in a while, you know, you'll see on the security camera someone hit balls for 45 minutes and they might take a 10-minute nap. But hey, that's their hour and a half. So, you know, use it how you want.
So I also noticed that I didn't understand. Rain checks issued.
Rain checks?
Issued? Rain, like rain checks?
Yeah, no. So I guess I'm not following.
Okay, so it's all right. I'm going to cross this out. I don't know why this is. I copied some of you. You've got the TV and sitting area, your own simulator. You know, so this is all. This is really quite nice. You know, do I become a member?
Yeah, so it's members only, so it's a community. So we lean into the private community. So we cap our membership, and then there's a wait list after that. And it's really neat because it people get to know each other. People are creatures of habit and scheduled. Unfortunately, we live in a society now where everything is scheduled. even happiness. So people get to know each other. If they go from 4 o'clock to 5:30, they normally see the same person coming into the room when they're done.
Wow. Well, how do they get in touch with you to get more information?
Yeah. So the easiest way is brad@swing365golf.com or, my cell phone number is still on the homepage. So feel free to send me a text, and hopefully you send me a text from some beautiful golf course you're golfing on.
It's swing365golf.com.
Yeah.
And his name is Brad.
Go ahead. We're not replacing golf. We're complimenting golf.
That's
We're giving you another avenue to get your golf pitch in.
Right on. And have fun at the pool.
I walked about 179 yard par three away from it, so I'm sorry if you're getting some feedback.
It's okay. It's quite all right. It's good talking with you, and you'll be on again soon. Let me know.
Anytime. And once again, I really appreciate it. I had always had a good time talking with you from the Bob Hope Classic, and you're doing a wonderful job, and you're doing such a good job, and we love hearing you on the radio. So we'll connect again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Brad Garrett is CEO and founder, Swing 365 Golf, and you can find it at swing365golf.com. All right. I've got some time here, and I wanted this time to tell you about some of the tee times that are available. You know, at Volcano Golf Club, you can not only play golf, you can watch the eruption. You know, this is like, I don't know if it's still doing 800 feet in the air, but that's some spectacular view that you'll get from Volcano. And there's a 924 and a 1048. Muckalay has a 918 and a 1056. And the Lost Boys are still lost, and they're still out there. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I hope you get found. Poi Pu, a 930, 1110, 1150. Don't forget, this is a Coor and Crenshaw design golf course that you could be playing at, kids. It's the Trinity Forest, and this is the qualifier that's being held for the Junior U.S. Open. We've also got a tee time at Kauai Lagoons for 11:08 and a 12:10. And we've got at Pearl Country Club, 836, 1008, 1148. It's a little tight getting there at 836, but maybe you're next door. Hawaii Kai has a 928. Turtle Bay has a 1018 and a 1240. Then Royal Hawaiian Golf Course has a 930 and a 1030. And the Jungle Movie Crew is out. Are they at the Eva Beach Golf Course? 1002. There is a tee time for you. Wailea Gold, there's an 1120. Emerald, 1050 and an 1130. And on the Blue Course, there's an 850 and a 910 and a 1030. Now, don't forget, Danielle, we have to thank all the people who make this show possible. In addition to, it's Aloha Power's Memorial Week Honda EU2200 generator sale. We have specials in every size. Get $200 off your Honda EU2200 generator, now $1099. Plus, free extended warranty. Need power on your job site? You're out in a field? You need to keep your lights on, your equipment running, while others in the dark, get your Honda generator today. You want them, we got them. So there. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. We're open Monday through Saturday. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. The Aloha section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, and for family, go golf. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses, and just have a whole lot of fun if you can see the sign. See, it's no fun when you're driving along and you can't find the place because they don't have a sign. And for some reason, no one puts the address numbers on buildings anymore. So, Israel, so sign, get your sign. It's the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers, businesses and hotels. Since 1939, they know their business. And, you know, you can't find a place if they don't have a sign, and they can't find you without your sign. Partly sunny skies today for Oahu and Maui County. It is Women's Golf Day today and tomorrow. So get out and play around. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.